consider the future of democracy. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden says democracy is in peril due to election lies, threats, and political violence.
We're not often faced with questions of whether our vote will preserve democracy or put it at risk, President Biden warned.
This year we are.
Speaking near the U.S. Capitol, the president said he hopes Americans will make the future of democracy a reason to vote.
And how you vote.
Less than a week from the midterm elections, President Biden noted recent acts of political violence and intimidation and blamed former President Trump for fueling it.
He has abused his power and put the loyalty to himself before loyalty to the Constitution.
The president says there are candidates running for office at every level who won't commit to accepting election results. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
South Carolina Senate Republican Lindsey Graham responds on Fox.
I thought it was pathetic. I thought it was divisive. Not one word about how I'm going to secure a broken border, how I'm going to lower gas prices as president, how I'm going to challenge rampant crime, how I'm going to make us energy independent. It was about half the country basically being a political terrorist.
Former President Obama in Phoenix, Arizona, campaigning for Democrats, calls out a heckler who wouldn't let up.
Hold up. Hey, young man, just listen for a second. You know, you have to be polite and civil. When people are talking, then other people are talking, and then you get a chance to talk. Set up your own rally.
And the young man was eventually led out of the event. The former prime minister of Pakistan has been shot in the foot at a political rally in what his party calls an assassination attempt. Police have a suspect in custody. The Bank of England announces its largest interest rate hike in 33 years, joining the U.S. Federal Reserve and other central banks trying to beat down inflation. The Bank of London at the same time is predicting a recession lasting through June 2024. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former President Trump continues his string of rallies to boost Republicans ahead of the midterms.
Former President Trump travels to Iowa today for a rally in Sioux City in support of longtime Republican Senator Chuck Grassley and Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, both who are up for re-election next week, leading their opponents in polling and endorsed by the former president, who carried Iowa in 2016 and 2020. Trump also has planned rallies in other states ahead of the midterms, including Ohio and Florida, telling Fox News affiliate WFLA Orlando Wednesday.
I think you're going to start hearing it very soon. Yeah, I do.
On potential plans for his own return to the campaign trail and 2024 bid for the White House. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New Twitter owner Elon Musk, according to a report from Bloomberg News, plans to lay off half the company's staff, 3,700 jobs, with an announcement expected tomorrow.
Madison Avenue is taking a cautious stance towards Twitter after Elon Musk's takeover, with two of the world's biggest ad agencies telling clients to pause their advertising on the social media platform. Interpublic Group, or IPG, said in an email seen by the Wall Street Journal that things at Twitter are unpredictable and chaotic, and people familiar with the matter tell the journal Havas Media has concerns about Twitter's ability to monitor its content. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The Astros no-hit the Phillies 5-0 to win Game 4 of the World Series, now tied 2 games apiece. Houston used 3 relievers to close it out after 6 no-hit innings from starter Christian Javier. Astros manager Dusty Baker says he was electric.
You know, he was calm and cool, and Christian Vasquez called a great game for him.
That's the Astros catcher. The second World Series no-hitter, Don Larsen, threw a perfect game for the Yankees against Brooklyn in 1956. The series stays in Philadelphia for Game 5 tonight. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 271. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.